Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Dr. Karen Cam Radio Show. The intention of this show is to empower and inspire you to manifest the life of your dreams, whether it's radiant health, prosperity, loving relationships, or simply peace of mind. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm your host, Dr. Karen Cam, author of the number one bestseller, Guide to Healing Chronic Pain, A Holistic Approach. And you can get the first six chapters of my book free on my website. Just sign up for the mailing list, KarenCan.com. And you also get other free gifts as well, including my very, very popular protection and clearing spray formula. You can download right to your computer and actually clear a room of negative energy, including ghosts. Isn't that cool? Also, seven of my Fast Track Your Healing classes, webinar classes that you can watch anytime at your leisure. So I love giving away free stuff. Somebody just said to me the other day on Facebook that she didn't have any chronic pain but decided to get read the first six chapters of my book anyway. And she said, oh, my gosh, this is great for anyone looking to stay healthy or be healthy. And it's not just about pain. So even if you don't have pain, go ahead and get those six free chapters and see if it resonates with you. So today we are doing the first Monday of the month, Ask the Life Wave Doctors show. And I've asked Dr. Dennis Loebstein to do a show with me on the power of pyramids and triangles. Now, I don't know a heck of a lot about pyramids, but several things that I have read, have been exposed to, share the powerful healing properties of pyramid structures. And I think it's very interesting. These geometric structures actually have information and different energies to them. So I thought, well, wouldn't it be cool if Dr. Dennis shared with us some of his top protocols, which include triangles and pyramids, and he's going to explain to us why they're so powerful. And we'll ask him, what the top ones are for and who would best be suited to try them. And then we're going to actually talk about grounding a little bit because I've heard from other people that when they use the energy enhancers or the ice wave patches on the bottom of the feet or even on top of the feet on liver 3, that they feel much more grounded. They're able to be a little bit more coordinated, like a friend of mine was skating, and she is very intuitive, and she has a lot of energy in the what we call the upper chakras, so in her intuition and in the head area. And for her, being in her body was really challenging. So when she was using the patches on her feet, she felt grounded, and she was able to actually perform athletically better and actually was less, brain foggy, I believe, and just overall felt better. So we're going to talk about that because that might be a little controversial for those of you that are like, hey, we're ascending. Why do we need to be grounded? Maybe we don't need to be grounded. Maybe we just fly off, So if you are listening in and you have a question, I see people have their hands up already for questions. Good for you guys. The number to call in where we're going to be unmuting people later in the show is 818-514-1190. Again, the call-in number is 818-514-1190. Just hit 1 on your dial pad so I know your hand is up because if I don't, I can't see that you have your hand up if you don't hit the 1. And so we'll be unmuting the phones a little later, and also you can put your question in the chat. I've just opened up the chat as well if you're online with us. You can ask any question about LifeWay products or patching regimens or acupuncture points or, Chinese medicine because Dr. Dennis is on the show today, so he can answer those, more challenging Chinese medicine questions if you want to. Yeah, so definitely, call in if you haven't already, and you can – hit the 1, and we will be more than happy to answer your questions. So, Dr. Dennis, welcome to the show today.
Hi, Dr. Karen. Hi, everybody. Pleased to be here with you all. Nice, beautiful, sunny day in Southern California. So, just loving it.
Aha! We're sunny, too. Yay.
Yeah, good. Well, I first started getting interested in triangles when I was a kid. And I saw The Wizard of Oz, and remember the Scarecrow at the end of the movie? He demonstrated how he had a brain because he was citing the Pythagorean theorem, where the square of the hypotenuse is equal to the sum of the square of the two sides.
Right.
So, So then
I forgot about
I researched.
That.
Yeah, that was intriguing to me. And so I was keeping an eye out the rest of my life for the significance of triangles. And then I had the opportunity to research sacred geometry more when I co-authored a book called Consistent Winning about the golden spiral in Fibonacci numbers and the phi function. So triangles are involved with that too. And then when I was having our clinic, my sister and I have the free community clinic in LA, and we've been doing it since 2009. There are several times when I did matrix energetics on people. And when you do that, sometimes they tend to go unconscious, or they experience a wave of energy coursing through them.
Mm-hmm.
And then I decided, well, what if I put patches on this person experiencing the wave in a triangular formation? Because I knew at the time that triangles represent the archetype of scalar energy and opening to a wormhole, which is an Einstein-Rosen space-time bridge. And when we meditate in the midbrain around the pineal body, we develop the structure of an Einstein-Rosen space-time bridge, a magnetic structure. So the science is congruent with what I'm describing here about wormholes and triangles. So I thought, well, instead of just having a transient collapse of the wave from the quantum and somebody goes, whoa, and sometimes goes unconscious from the experience because it's so overwhelming to the brain to experience that transformation. Well, what if I patch the person in a triangular formation and see what happens? So when I did that, it prolonged the experience. Just like in ancient alchemy, when crystals were used to maintain or hold energetic transformations, I was observing the same thing happening to our participants after going through a wave and being patched with a triangular formation. So there's something to the triangles. And another experience I had with the triangles, excuse me, I got to clear my voice. Okay, sorry about that. We had one of my sister's friends visiting, and she had pain from hemorrhoids. And I used the triangular formation patching on her with bladder 57 and GV2 with ice wave on bladder 57. And I believe I put a carnosine on GV2, which is right on the sacrum, and created a triangle. So it covered the area of the pain she had from her hemorrhoids because she wanted to go walk on the beach and she didn't want to be in pain. So I put that triangle on her, and she came back from the beach, and I asked her how her pain was, and she goes, "What pain?"
Mm.
So there was more reinforcement about how prudent it is to use triangles with the patches. So some of the philosophy that I'm grounded in here by looking at sacred geometry today, and I want to include in understanding triangles some Newtonian physics behind them, the quantum physics behind them, the torsion field physics behind them, some ancient alchemy, and multidimensional physics. And I kind of mentioned some of those already, but I'm going to go into a little more detail. And then look at the concept of grounding, sink versus source. And some metaphysical energetics and how the system that I use in metaphysical energetics combines above with below and fractal geometry. And then in addition to discussing where to put patches and create triangles and pyramids, or even Merkaba, I also want to look at how to patch the sensor for the appendix, because I'll say this briefly now up front, but later I want to go into more detail, how the appendix is a processor of lymph, nervous system, and the endocrine system, and how we can patch. There's one acupuncture point called the appendix orifice on the right leg that can help us deal with those systems, detox, and let go of toxins and clear heat at the same time. And it's reinforced when we use a triangle with that point. So more about that later towards the end of our discussion of how to patch.
Okay.
All right. So my philosophical perspective.
Well, Dr. Dennis, can you just go back a little bit about what you said about wormhole? I'm sure we have people who are like, what, I missed that. So something about the pineal. So do we have wormholes in our pineal, and what does that mean, and what's this Einstein-Rosenberg bridge thing? Maybe you're going to tell us all that, but
not in them.
I
we actually
I'm
create
sure everybody else does too.
Yeah, sure. We don't have them in there. They're created by our thought, and we align our DNA tesseract. The DNA is structured so that when all the DNA are aligned in the body, they create a giant tesseract or connection or wormhole. And when all of those are aligned, when we're vibrating in a certain frequency, like when we meditate, we open up the midbrain to a magnetic structure that's similar to a wormhole. And the Einstein and Rosen recognize the structure as a wormhole, so it's called an Einstein-Rosen space-time bridge.
And a wormhole meaning it's going to another dimension?
Another dimension, and you can picture it like this cat looking through a fence, and you can see the hind end of the cat sticking through the fence. But its head, like the Cheshire Cat, is poking out at a different part of the fence. You wouldn't expect it to be, because space and time is not 3D anymore. It's been bent through the wormhole.
Ah, okay.
So it takes wormholes can take us out of 3D into other dimensions, as you mentioned. So
got it.
That actually, in a nutshell, is a multidimensional physics portals that I wanted to talk about. And another representation of that is the carvings on the Mayan pyramids, where Quetzalcoatl came through as a snake, through pyramids and diamond-shaped structures that represent that archetype, the triangle or the opening or aperture for a wormhole. And when we do energy work, like in our clinic and with private clients, we create triangles in the ground or in the air or somewhere where we're not projecting through people, which are openings to wormholes where we send energy and information that we're letting go of. So as to get rid of toxins and to clear entities and whatever. And an example of when we don't do that right is remember we had one participant in our clinic one night who had an entity, and we were clearing her of that entity. And there was somebody else sitting next to her who started burping like crazy. And she had actually, she's a curandera in her own right. And she's
What's
very
that?
Empathic. And a curandera is a healer, like a Mexican healer.
Okay. Mm.
She was one of the characteristics of her healing pattern is that she's very empathic and sensitive. So she picked up on the entity. It got into her out of the other person because the person that was practicing the clearing didn't use a triangle to get rid of the entity properly. And the other person picked it up. So I had to step in and clear her too. And so I set up a triangle and pulled the entity out of her and cleared it that way and sent the entity into another dimension where it was wanted and welcome.
Nice.
Okay, so...
That's really cool.
Yeah. As far as sacred geometry goes, we're looking at math and art of the source, where you could call source God, and God created the universe on a geometric plan. And the golden spiral that I researched for my consistent winning book talks about that. And you can also see it in specific Sanskrit mantras like the yantra. The yantra is a Sanskrit mantra that is made of triangles. And if you look at it, kind of like stare in the middle of it, you find like you're in a tunnel going through a wormhole kind of experience, the way you would experience in the Stargate show on TV when they were going through the gate and connecting from the gate through the wormhole to another gate. So that's the kind of tunneling experience one has in there. So the yantra is like 10,000 years old, and it represents thought forms with occults and mystical meanings. And these exert influence on vibration or frequency sets. And they have spiritual significance, and they're shaped in the form of spiritual symbols called sigils. The sigils contain vibration and energy, and we tend to call them magic in 3D because we refer to things as magic when we don't fully understand them. But there's actually science or knowledge behind how to use it. So let's backpedal a little bit and talk about Newtonian physics. If we patch somebody with a triangle, we're setting up poles of positive and negative electrodes, and that creates a potential difference or a voltage. And when we have a potential drop or difference between two poles, there is an electrical current between the two poles. And in a triangular shape, we've got three poles, and the body's a semiconductor, so we have bioelectrical current going among those three poles. And from basic Newtonian high school physics, everybody knows who's had a high school physics course that if you have an electrical current going through a wire or going through the body, then you have a magnetic field generated around that current. So if you've got three wires like the sides of a triangle that have current in them, you generate a strong magnetic field in the center of the triangle.
Mm, okay.
So from the perspective of Newtonian physics, we can patch in a triangular formation to set up a really strong magnetic field in the center of the triangle. So if you're dealing with...
Why would that be beneficial?
Well, like that example that I gave of our friend that had hemorrhoid pain, that powerful magnetic field in the center of the triangle changed the pattern of the energy in her painful area, her ashi points, and that got rid of the blockage. And as we've discussed before, and as you know, Dr. Karen, and I'm sure others that are listening have heard this before, according to the Wang Di Neijing, the Yellow Emperor's canon of internal medicine, blockages are caused, or excuse me, pain is caused by blockages to the flow of qi in blood. So if you have a blockage that's created, either mechanically or with toxins or with thought, to the flow of qi, then you have pain created. And if the qi is blocked, you get a dull pain. And if the blood is blocked, you get a sharp pain. Or if the blood is creating a blockage, say from bruising, say there's a trauma and leakage of blood, which would be called in Asian medicine reckless blood, because it jumped out of the vessels when the vessels were damaged, or the tissue is damaged, so you get an injury and the blood leaks out of the vessels, and that creates bruising, and that's a blood stagnation in Asian medicine, or a contusion in Western medicine, and that creates pain because it blocks qi and blood flow. So we can break through that blockage with strong magnetic field, so the field effect can reorient the blockage and clear it and dissipate it and or mitigate it or lessen its severity. And that's a Newtonian physics explanation of why a triangular formation of patches will relieve pain.
Okay.
And now, when I talked about these other approaches for understanding how the triangular patches work, I just want to say philosophically that if you change the way you look at things, the things that you look at change. So if the people listening can let go of the perceptions that they have and be open-minded into how they look at things, then if you change the way you look at things, the things you look at will change. So consider from a quantum physics standpoint, if we if we use a triangular formation with the patches, we can create a wormhole with our intent and our thoughts. So even though we're patching with a triangle, we can rotate it and create a pyramid, and with our intent, focus energy, like the magnetic field that's in the center of the pyramid, to use the triangle as its archetype for scalar energy and open up the wormhole. So how does that help with pain? Well, let's say you open a wormhole and you have possibilities in the quantum for collapsing a wave into 3D reality, so you can reach with your intent for a possibility that you're collapsing a wave of a new set of tissue that does not have damage in it and clear the blockage. So when we're using that kind of energy, then we get into torsion field physics. And that involves spiral fields. And if we rotate the triangle and say that we have two of them stacked on each other and they're rotating in opposite directions, we're creating zero point energy in the center of the fields.
Did you say spirals earlier?
Spirals, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Hmm.
So okay. Torsion
I'm not,
fields.
I'm just not sure how I'm getting spirals from triangles, sorry.
Oh, by rotating them.
Oh, okay.
You rotate
okay.
the triangles and the fields around them become spirals.
Okay, gotcha.
Especially if you're creating a Merkaba where you superimpose two triangles. One's rotated clockwise, the other one's rotated counterclockwise. And then you have the center of that rotation expanding. And that actually happens in the field of the heart because the electrical fields around the heart and the scalar fields around the heart rotate in opposite directions. So you've got a clockwise rotation in the outer heart and a counterclockwise rotation in the inner heart. And those counter-rotating fields create a Merkaba, or zero-point energy. So when we talk about counter-rotating fields and expanding zero-point energy, then that's one point of origin for the zero-point energy. Now, we can expand that field bigger to the whole body using the umbilicus or the horizontal line through the belly button as the pivot between sky and earth, and sky fields rotate clockwise, earth fields counterclockwise. So we have yang above, yin below, and you can view that Merkaba as light spirit body and expanding zero point energy from the center. Now, how did that get created? Well, if you look at the Tai Chi pole that goes down the center of the body, it has a large opening at the top of the head and also at the perineum, and it's the main conduit of Chi through the body, where Yang Qi comes into the top of the head and Yin comes out the bottom. And then after it comes out the bottom, it circles around in a field around the body to go back in the top of the head. Just like magnetic lines of force, if you have a magnet under a piece of paper, like a bar magnet, and you throw some iron filings on the paper, you see the fields of force of magnetism
mm-hmm.
on the paper. So we get similar fields around the body, except, and they look like a donut in shape when they're static. And
that,
and that's called the torus. The
torus,
yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay.
Right, that's a torus. So, but they're not static, like you see a donut sitting there, because as I mentioned, the top rotates clockwise and the bottom counterclockwise. So you have the lines of force going in different directions with the zero point energy created in the center. So that's the overall picture of what's happening with the whole body's lines of fields around the body and the heart.
So Dr. Dennis, the Tai Chi pole you're talking about, is that analogous or the same as the what others would call the Hara line? That goes down the center of the body. Okay, cool.
Yeah, yeah. So the Hara in Asian medicine is the field of Qi in the Tantian or the lower abdomen. So we can tap into that and access it and move it from that source. It doesn't have to sit static. And when we do movements like Qigong, we can move the Qi around in the meridians and tap into that energy.
Mm-hmm.
But I think a better way to do that is to channel the energy from source so your own Tanchen doesn't get depleted.
Yeah, well, I learned it, I think, in Reiki class or whatever, that the Hara line is like this power line that goes into the top of your head, basically down your spine or in front of your spine, out the bottom of you, and that your chakras are connected to that. So so a slightly different wording for the Dantian, you know, the Hara storage area, which is connected to that, but the Hara line is this power conduit that goes down, and it just sounds so much like what you're describing, the Tai Chi pole.
Yeah, yeah, different names for the same idea.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, fascinating.
Yeah, so we get to create that light spirit body and have it increase in its functionality and vibration by meditating or practicing Qigong or with calm thoughts and by resonating the field of the heart with unconditional love and spirit. And that's the true source of all healing is being able to do that.
Mm-hmm. Neat.
Yeah. Okay, so if we talk about grounding, that could be viewed as a sink where everything is coherent and yin, and the energy moves downward and inward, as in 3D, versus a source, which would be the opposite. Like instead of a sink, it would be moving outward from center. And instead of being coherent, it would be incoherent. Instead of yin, it would be yang. Instead of down, it would be up and outward. Instead of down and inward. And that would be more like higher vibration, 5D kind of frequencies.
Okay.
So when we're talking about grounding, we can view the actual activity of grounding and using our yin meridians like kidney one, which is bubbling spring, and connect it with the earth, which is the center of travel for the chi, and ground it and hold it and anchor it, as opposed to letting it fly all over the place. So an example of how that's practical is if somebody doesn't have their yang grounded very well, they get incoherent and could experience Shen disturbances or fire-water disharmonies or mental problem, which is likely what happened in this guy that just shot up people in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow he lost his grounding and became incoherent with Shen disturbances. And I don't know what influenced him to do that, but that's what happens when your yang isn't grounded in the yin. It can happen. That can happen as a result.
Well, probably entities too, being able to enter him.
Yeah,
not
yeah.
Not that I've checked, but
that's an interesting perspective. That's possible, yes. So, and you're more susceptible to the entities when you're incoherent, and your Wei Qi field, which is a protective Qi field around the body that's created by the Lung Qi, and at least 9 different layers of the Wei Qi field around the body, that normally when they're vibrating with their yin anchor, create a really powerful shield that keeps evil chi out. Evil chi is just frequencies that are not vibrating in harmony with the body. So pathogens have disharmonious frequencies. When you resonate with a pathogen, you pull that in, or if your Wei Qi field is weak, you pull that in. So in Asian medicine, that's called Xie Qi, evil Qi, evil doesn't mean a devil with a pitchfork. In Asian medical physiology, it means disharmonious qi that's not congruent with the body's health. Or in other words, if we broke that down and viewed it physiologically, we would be talking about a breakdown in the immune system, a loss of energy in the fields, like on the Starship Enterprise when Kirk orders Scotty to raise the shields. Yeah, that's a really good metaphor. So when your immune system is attacked, the shields go up and you prevent the evil chi from coming in. And when the chi is weak, the shields go down, like when you're holding a cell phone near your head, you pierce the Wei Qi field and you allow disharmonious frequencies in, and you make yourself more susceptible to wind cold invasions or getting sick.
James says this is new iPhone 7. We have a couple of devices that help to mitigate some of the evil chi, so to speak. But he was changing his case to a thinner one, and in between he didn't have the protective doohickeys on them. And like when he first got it, his hand within minutes started going numb, and it was very uncomfortable. So, but he put all the EarthCon thing and the energy tools, EMF transformer back on it. And because it's such a big phone, I just gave him everything I had. So he just has all these different things on it. And he goes, wow, what a difference. He says his hand wasn't numb anymore. Although he says if he's on it for over an hour, then he'll start feeling the numbness again. So I'm not a big fan of the, smartphones, but I have one myself, but I opted for the smaller version. but it's amazing, even someone who's so strong and resilient can feel that stuff.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's a really good example of what happens when your Wei Qi field breaks down and you vibrate with disharmonious frequencies that are coming in from the outside of the body.
Mm-hmm.
So, have you? I'm sure you tried putting a carnosine patch on it and see what happens.
I haven't actually done that after David tested that the carnosine patch wasn't effective. But I think it wasn't effective because they were doing it without a person there. They were testing it in the usual fashion that they test EMF frequencies and stuff like that. So they weren't able to find it to be efficacious. But if
person's
holding it, it actually kind of makes sense. Yeah. Yeah, but that's a good suggestion. It can't hurt to add that on,
Right, you need a person in the loop for the carnosine patch to work because the body heat from the person will activate the patch, and then the frequencies of the carnosine will piggyback on the infrared going back through the acupuncture meridians and re-resonate the body's Wei Qi field and make it more coherent.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not going to work without
the
body.
In your testing, does the person have to be touching it or is it
holding their phone?
Feet or like holding the phone?
Like it would be,
so what about if it's in their pocket?
Well, same with that. First off, I wouldn't recommend carrying a cell phone around in your pocket. Unless you don't ever want to have kids.
Right.
Just it's one of the major factors decreasing sperm count.
Sperm count. Yep. How long does that last? 3 months or something? The carnosine?
I change it every month.
Oh, every month. Okay.
Yeah, the first of the month rolls around. Regardless, I don't use the phone all that much, my cell phone anyway. But if I used it more, I'd probably change it every week or every 2 weeks.
Okay.
So, it'll burn out if you use it more.
Okay.
And on the body, it's, according to the life wave, it's only supposed to be good for 12 hours. But we find in some people it works up to 5 days, and it seems to work pretty well on the cell phone for months for me, because I'm not holding it or burning it out all the time, like 24/7. Burn it when I'm using the phone. And by burn,
gotcha.
I mean melt the crystals. So the crystals lose their structural integrity and don't emit the right frequencies to tell the body to make carnosine.
Gotcha.
All right. So we probably ought to, that's probably a good enough background for triangles. I just wanted to give that perspective on how to view triangles from a different way that most people look at. So given the time, I think I'll go into the patching and leave some time for questions.
Okay, sounds good. Now sometimes we give way too many protocols and overwhelms people. So I'm looking for maybe your top, what, 3 or 5 max, like, you know, and maybe you can share what they're for.
Okay. So the grounding of the top one is actually the one I already described, where I use that one triangle on bladder 57 with ice wave, white on the right, 10 on the left, and a carnosine on GV2 on the little horseshoe divot on the back of the sacrum. So that makes up the apex, and the bladder 57, which is called Support Mountain, makes up the base of the triangle. So then, as you have on your website, my triple triangle protocol was superimposed
yep.
on that one. I thought, well, if I have one powerful triangle to start with, what would happen if I go up the mountain or up the back and put more YH patches along the spine or the midline there and make an apex for another triangle? So in addition to the carnosine patch on GV2, I put a glutathione patch on the LifeGate Mingmen, which is GV4, and that created a second triangle. And that worked even better to clear blockages and get rid of pain when I'm using ice wave on bladder 57 and the YH patches on the apex of the triangle going up the spine.
Mm-hmm.
So for reasons that I described earlier in the geometry of how the triangle works, we get a more powerful field when we have a double triangle. So we got a triangle with glutathione superimposed on the triangle of the carnosine. Okay, so then we could move further up and use the Eon patch and put that on GV14. And that makes a third triangle or a triple triangle. Now, you can move the patches up a bit. Like sometimes I use the Eon patch on GV20, the top of the head,
mm-hmm.
or on GV19, which is 1 inch behind GV20, because GV19 is indicated in acupuncture for relieving back pain, especially when you point or angle the needle in the opposite direction of chi flow that's coming up the spine. If you send it back down or backwards, then it clears the blockages and gets rid of pain. But you can do that with the patches, but with your intent. So when you patch Eon on GV19, you can generate an energy needle going through the Eon patch, picking up the frequency of the Eon patch, going through GV19 and down the GV channel along the spine. Now, that's pretty effective. Yeah, very nice. So then the Nirvana patch came out, and then I thought, okay, well, Nirvana system increases endorphins, and endorphins get rid of blockages and or dissipate blockages and get rid of pain. Why don't we incorporate the Nirvana in this whole triangle? So I have quadruple triangle protocol there, where the Nirvana patch is one of the apex points. So I figured that, and it feels to me too energetically, that the Nirvana is even more yin than the carnosine.
Oh, more yin? Really? I didn't try.
Because,
I didn't actually check it out, but.
Because it's stimulating, well, actually it's a system, because the tablets stimulate endorphin, but the patch itself is dopamine. So central dopamine actually makes one more alert and aroused. But people that are depressed have high peripheral dopamine. So anyway, I haven't tried it on the top yet. That would be an interesting thing to try. But anyway,
so
I've been
using that where?
The Nirvana?
Yeah.
On GV2 instead of the carnosine. And then I moved the carnosine up to GV4, the Mingmen of the Life Gate. And then I moved the glutathione up to GV14, which is the crossing point of all the yang channels for the upper body. And then I put the Eon on GV19 or 20. So there's a slight modification involving four apices and four superimposed triangles. And that just makes it even more powerful.
Wow, that's super powerful. And what are we using this for?
For back pain.
Okay.
Any kind of pain between the calf muscles and the top of the head, including the neck and the upper and lower back and the pelvis and the hip joints and the back of the legs and the knees.
Great. And is this what would this be grounding at all? Because there's no yin point grounding on the feet.
Well, the ice wave patch on the left leg actually does the grounding.
Mm-hmm.
The tan ice wave patch on the left leg that does the grounding in this scenario. Because it's a more electronegative patch, so it's pulling the chi down or the bioelectricity down and out through that leg. So it's arcing from the right leg to the left leg, and also from the spine patches and the top of the head and the spine, the patches on the spine down to the tan patch on the left. So that's just with a triangle or quadruple triangle. But then we can get really fancy and do grounding below, as you just suggested, by creating a double triangle, or when we rotate them with our intent, double pyramids. So in that case, we could use the belly button as the apex of the double pyramid and put a YH patch there. And then if we used a sky-earth paradigm, we could ground with tan patches on both kidney ones, on the right and the left, and white isolate patches on both kidney 27. So then the grounding occurs through kidney 1. Yeah. We have grounding through kidney 1, bubbling spring in contact with the earth, because we always walk on water, and kidney is in the water element. And the top set of the top white ice wave patches are at kidney 27, and that tonifies kidney 27, so the chi will go in through kidney 27 and down through the umbilicus from that triangle or pyramid if it's rotating, and then down through both legs to be grounded in the yin coming out. And that's why I described the counter-rotating pyramids creating the Merkaba earlier, to set up the model for this double triangle or double pyramid counter-rotating patches to relieve pain.
And does it matter which YH patch you put on the belly button?
I usually use Eon, but no. And I actually haven't tried that yet with Nirvana, but I would guess Nirvana works pretty well there too. Especially since the umbilicus is the opening for the mother's nurturing, and it's still that energetically. So you can nurture with Nirvana, or you could actually nurture with Olivita, because Olivita would speak to the pineal. So you're addressing the pineal through the umbilicus. Mm-hmm. And the pineal is important because we know from research LifeWave has done that the Olivita patch releases epithalamin from the pineal, and then epithalamin influences the limbic brain, which regulates the hypothalamus and the median eminence that are brain structures that regulate neuroendocrine hormones, and then that influences the master endocrine gland, the pituitary. That's pretty wild.
It is, totally. It's funny because people are like, wait a second, we're patching the belly button, but we're including the pineal gland? And it's like, yeah, because if you use the Olivita on the belly button instead of the other four patches you mentioned before, then that would also support the pineal gland, even though we're not physically patching the pineal gland.
Right, but energetically, the belly button is nurturing to the whole body, especially in the fetal stage, but the energy of that's still there. And and the Olivita will stimulate the epithalamin in the pineal. And the energy travels all over the body, so it's going to affect the pineal, even though it's on the belly button. So I like to use patching with double purposes on the points. So I've got not just the properties and spirit of the points, but also the frequencies of the patches and the sacred geometry configuration of where to put the patches. So I use all of those systems superimposed as a grounding or a template for my intent with an energy needle through the patches to spread out the frequencies or to have them do whatever I want.
Very cool. Now, Dr. Dennis, in order for this whole counterclockwise, clockwise, rotational, triangular, therefore turning into a pyramid Merkaba thing to happen, does one have to picture it in one's mind, the direction of these, as, you know, when you place the patches, or is that going to be implied with just saying, hey, I want to do that Merkaba thing Dr. Dennis taught me?
You can picture it in your mind and place your intent there while you're doing it, or you can borrow the template that I just created with this phone call or webinar. or discussion
yeah,
with you,
show.
Dr. Yeah, radio show, right. So you can borrow the template of this radio show with the whole structure that I set up, and that's in the field now. So you can tap it into the morphic field of this, where I discuss sacred geometry and how things work, and then use that template as your intent or your energy for making it work. So it's like an extension of what I said. You're just borrowing the pattern, and you're placing the pattern on what you're doing and reconfiguring your pattern.
Yeah.
So it's congruent and vibrating with the same frequency of the morphic field that we just created with this radio show.
Yeah, well, but you know, certainly my light warrior students are like, yeah, I get it. You know, they're all like, we're all about morphic fields. Yeah, we love to create positive morphic fields, don't we, guys?
Well, here's another way to do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly. I'm going to try to find for you guys out there, I am going to try to find a visual for you. It's kind of challenging, but I'll see if I can find it for the blog posts. And I'm writing all the notes down as per usual every month, in case I didn't mention that earlier. And it'll be available about 10 minutes after the show. So you can just go to patchtrainingteam.com/blog in order for you to just, you know, basically take my notes. You can, you know, send them to yourself, and so you'll have the notes, and you'll have all the protocols we talked about today. Go ahead, Dr. Dennis.
You know, Dr. Karen, another way to view what we just set up is that we created a tantra. A tantra is a weaver, a pattern created with human consciousness and thought and intent. And it's like a web, and we just weaved it. In fact, there's a book called The Web That Has No Weaver that describes Chinese medicine, just as an aside, in case anybody's interested in looking at that.
Yeah, I've got that one. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Okay, so...
Go ahead.
Do we need to leave time for
questions?
No, I was going
to say that you've mentioned, previously that... somebody, instead of, say, you know, kidney 27, maybe I shouldn't ask you because then we'll get too many protocols. but you could also do this double triangle thing with the belly button as the apex or the tops of both triangles, one's upside down and one's, you know, right side up, of course, is to patch the arms to be the other base.
Right, like heart 3. Because the anatomical position in Chinese medicine is with the arms in the air, not down by the sides. So heart 3 is actually above the zero point or the belly button. So sure, you could use heart 3 and kidney 1, definitely, instead of kidney 27. Yeah.
All right, I'll put that in the post here.
In fact, that might be better for Shen disturbance or a fire-water disharmony, because pericardium is fire, or heart. Sorry, heart. Heart is fire because you're using heart 3, and kidney is water. So you have fire-water, and if there's a fire-water disharmony where the yin's not anchoring the yang properly, you get a better balance, and you can deal with emotional and mental disturbances.
Okay. Yeah, I like kidney 27 for, like, recovery. You know, if someone's really, like, strung out and, like, really fatigued or after surgery or they've been through a lot and their adrenals need a pep talk, So I do use kidney 27 a lot. And it happens to be very close to, in those chest points, it's really close to the areas where the lymphatic ports are that empty the lymphatic
right.
system on the right and left side. So I feel like it does double duty by, you know, stimulating those or keeping those ports open. And sometimes the ports don't open because the kidneys are stressed on it and it doesn't want to, you know, put too many toxins into, literally, physically into the kidneys. So those ports will close. But if we, you know, use Kidney 27, we're supporting the kidneys, the organs itself, the ureters, and, you know, the lymphatic system opening the port. So I do like Kidney 27 a lot. But the Heart 3, like you said, is really good. You know, if somebody's got, like some fire symptoms, like, for example, you know, people having hot flashes or something, although, you know, I know you have better protocols for hormonal hot flashes, but some people are having non-hormonal hot flashes. So definitely a fire not being anchored by the water issue
right.
for some of those folks. And then for the mental, emotional things, using the Heart 3 instead of Kidney 27.
Yeah, like if the flashes are based on a Shen disturbance, then that would be a good protocol for it.
Okay, cool.
So
well, I think we have some questions here, Dr. Dennis.
Okay. There's a lot more stuff I could talk about, but I guess we can cut it off.
Yeah, we maybe better. Here, let me unmute you. So 918 area code, you have a question?
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello.
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 What's your name?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear
you. Can.
Or I can.
Yeah, actually I'm very new to all this, it's a little hard for me to understand, but can I ask my question? Like, or should be about triangles or something?
Well, it could be about the life wave patching or maybe how to use patches for your particular ailment or problem.
Yeah, that I can say. Actually, since very long, actually from my childhood, I'm feeling that I will be rejected and, say, humiliated by people and all. I have this unknown fear that something irreparable will happen to me. People will do it to me without my mistake. And a lady healer told me that it is from my past life thing. And I'm trying to work on it since many months. But I'm not able to get over it. So any word on that? How can I get over it totally?
Yeah, that's actually a good question for today because we're talking about accessing different realities, you know, through creation of this zero point or scalar, you know, energy. So, Dr. Dennis, how would you counsel him to maybe reach in and get a new reality versus the one that he's been suffering?
Yeah, you can actually change your rule set or your reality by doing some of the things that I described today. And,
yeah.
I would suggest doing it with somebody that knows how to do past life regression work. So you can go into the past life and clear the...
I actually did my past life regression with a doctor. Actually, it is not that intense, but it's not completely going. It comes like every second or third day, I feel that something might go wrong. I spoke to many people with PLR who do this. It's not going with that completely, past life regression.
Okay,
so it's not helping? Is that what you're saying?
No, I got the story. I think it helped me. I think I could say 30 or 40% it helped me, but it is not going completely. Like, this thing, I'm not able to get over it, and that's sabotaging my finances, my career, and everything, especially the relationship. It's just sabotaging everything.
Yeah, you still have some conjugation in your timeline where the timeline got stuck somewhere in the past life and you're having difficulty moving forward or through it. So you could either go back and repeat the past life regression with the patching that I suggested, like using the Heart 3 and Kidney 1 and the belly button.
Actually, I have one more question. When you said patching, I'm actually in India and I'm finding it since a week now. I don't know from where I can get these patches in India because they don't send it to India. There is, I don't found any retailer. I didn't get it on eBay or Amazon. Any way can you suggest me to get it in India, the patches?
Dr. Karen, do you know
that's a tough question. Yeah, no, they won't open in India. They tried it for a while. There wasn't enough interest. So it was, I think, costing the company too much to keep it open in India. But if you have, you know, any personal friends in the U.S. or something, or, you know, that maybe a family member or something that maybe has a U.S. address, they could probably get it and then send it to you, potentially.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So,
yeah.
If
so
suppose
it sounds
I'm
like
not able to
that
get
energy
the patches,
needs to hold.
Yeah.
So the person that did the past life regression with you needs to go with you back to that phase conjugation and get it dispersed more and embraced and recognized and complete the process, because it doesn't sound like you completed it. So either that or find somebody else that you trust that you can do that with.
Okay.
These are some of the stuff that we do. I mean, I do that kind of stuff on, you know, in sessions. I know it's, you know, sometimes too complicated to do it. I don't do it on this show, but we do have some other shows where we do free mini healings, and then, you know, you could always call back in and see if we're able to take your call that day, and then we can do like a quick read to see what else is left over. But you may want to just, you know, stay on my mailing list and take a look at some of the courses that I have that might be helpful, and you might be able to, you know, help to clear this stuff on your own.
Dr. Karen, can we just quickly recommend me, I'm sorry if I'm taking long, can you quickly recommend me any course specifically for this problem? I'll just get it. Or if there is a possibility of appointment, I can get it with you or doctor, with any of both of you. Like, I don't want to wait.
I'd have to maybe test it out. Why don't you go to the contact page at KarenCan.com, my website, and just remind me who you are when you email me, and then I can see if there's a course that's appropriate. There might not be, but hopefully, you know, we'll test that something will be helpful for you and get you some solutions. So good for you, though, you know, keep going. I think that's the number one thing, that people just need to keep going and not give up, and I think you'll be helping everyone, your ancestry, too.
And also,
so thank you for your question.
I do the same kind of energy play, and you could, if you have Facebook, you can contact me on Facebook, and then I could give you information how to zoom into our free community clinic on Wednesdays, and we do that kind of thing there.
Oh, great.
That will be
awesome.
Great.
We'll put that information on the blog page as well. Dr. Dennis's information will be on there once it's published. So we have to move on to the next person. So let me unmute area code 949. Hello.
Hello.
Who's that?
Hi, Dr. Can. This is Anna. Hi.
Hi, Anna.
Hi, how are you?
Good. You're all about triangles.
Good. Yes, I love triangles. I always patch in triangles. I invert them and I do doubles and I think about tetrahedrons and I'm crazy about it. I just patched my uncle who has multiple sclerosis, and he was able to make it to a wedding, and he hadn't been to a family event in 2 or 3 years. And it was only the fact that we were going to go to that event that I said, do you want to go to this event? I said, I have something I think I can help you. He wouldn't try it the year before, but this year there was the event, and I got him to the event, and he bought the patches, and he just called me his angel. He said, I'm not bumping into the walls anymore, and he's very advanced MS, but it helps him enough for him to make sense of it. And I built a protocol for him, and based on your theory and some triangles and my intuition, so I built a different protocol for him. And he's been doing it for 3 weeks now, and he said he's really getting a lot of help from it.
Good,
so, very exciting. Congratulations!
Yeah. Thank you. So today I was just kind of reading my news like I do in the morning, and I was icing my neck and my back. And when I saw the news about what happened in Las Vegas, I just I just was really crushed, and I've just been having so much pain in my chest since then. My blood pressure went up like crazy high, like 165. I'm like, oh my God, I have to go to the doctor now. But I was wondering if you have a suggestion to help. It just even feels like too much to, it's just too much to hold on to, and I don't know how to let it out right now. It's a horrific thing that happened there. So do you have a protocol or a prayer or anything you would suggest for me?
Do you have somebody that can help you put patches on?
Yeah. Well, I can do it. Oh, you mean I need to do it on my back?
Yeah. Because one point I'm thinking about is bladder 43, which is the Gao Huang Shui, which is the gate for the yellow court. And stuck emotional energy can be released by opening that gate. At the same time, you're using a carnosine patch on CV17, which opens up the chest and releases grief.
Okay.
So you clear the yellow court and release grief at the same time. That's one approach. Another approach would be to use Heart 3 Kidney 1 double triangle that I just mentioned today.
Okay. Do you think you would do it with the Nirvana?
Yeah, wouldn't hurt. Sure.
Okay. And then on bladder 43 points, should I do a ice wave or energy enhancer?
I'd use ice wave, a little more powerful, bursting through blockages there with the ice wave right away. The energy enhancer may take a little longer to work.
Okay.
But it would still work.
Well, thank
you. Depends on which ones you have.
That's a great suggestion. Dr. Dennis, does this help other people with excessive, what we would call excessive empathy, or that are very emotionally sensitive to others, empaths?
Yeah, because the coherence would increase their grounding, so they can keep their own yang intact and not so much absorb other people's energy coming at them.
You mean both protocols or just the kidney one, heart three one?
The heart three, kidney one. But all of them would do that. All the patches, regardless of which one you use, will increase biocoherence of the whole body and reinforce the body's fields.
That's good. That's what I need.
Yeah, you'll
have
to let us know if that helps, Anna.
I will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thanks
for calling in.
Good to hear your voices.
Hope you feel better soon.
All right. I will.
Okay, lots of love. Bye, Anna.
Just to remind people, the way you find points like bladder 43 that I just talked about is if you go to yinyanghouse.com and click on the points tab, you'll get a whole map of meridians and hold your mouse cursor over the one of interest in that area, and it'll show up with a detailed description of how to locate it.
Yes, thank you for that reminder. We'll put that link in the blog post as well. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Dr. Dennis, thank you so much for spending your time. This is awesome. We have all these protocols now. I've written them out on the blog page. And, so if folks listening in, you know, have anything specific that you want to, you know, us to present for next month, please let us know. You can contact me at patchtrainingteam.com or karenken.com and just put in the contact that you'd like to see something XYZ on our LifeWave radio show every month. Or you can contact Dr. Dennis on Facebook as well, Dennis Loebstein. I will put in Dr. Dennis's information for the weekly Zoom, and actually, if you're local, of course, you can see them in person. They're AccuWave Clinic every week, so you can get some extra help. So, all right, thanks everyone for listening in, and thanks, Dr. Dennis, again. Until next time.
You're welcome, Dr. Karen. And one more thing, if I may. Today marks the beginning of our fifth year doing the radio show.
Woo!
So we have a whole archive of 4 years, once a month, of information to help you patch.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And 4 years.
Guess,
that is amazing.
Yeah, it is. And we just keep going strong, right?
Yeah, we're going to, I don't know, you probably won't run out of things to talk about, but I might.
Yeah, well, maybe next month, if we don't have any other ideas, we can do the appendix orifice.
Oh, yeah, let's do that. Let's do that for sure. Let's add that in. Definitely very, very interesting. Anything that has to do with lymph. I think I've discovered that my body houses huge number pounds, like you know, 9 or 15 pounds of this fourth phase of water, this easy water that I learned from Gerald Pollack. So it's like this gel-like substance that has incredible electrical potential, but it's also expanding me. So I'm not particularly thrilled about that part. So I'm still problem shooting, you know, how do I, you know, have all this electronic potential or whatever, electric potential, would that necessarily have to be bigger since I can't or I'm not currently growing any taller. So anyway, that's another story. So thanks again, Dr. Dennis. Until next month. Bye, everyone.
You're welcome. Bye, Dr. Karen. Bye, everybody.